In this bulletin, Victoria records no new local cases of COVID-19 as Melbourne emerges from lockdown. Australians being reassured of COVID-19 vaccine safety following a second death likely linked to AstraZeneca. And in sport, the International Olympic Committee's Executive Board proposes Brisbane as host of the 2032 Summer Games. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. No new locally acquired cases of COVID-19 have been recorded in Victoria as Melbourne emerges from the two-week lockdown. The result comes from more than 17,000 tests. Victoria's Chief Health Officer is Professor Brett Sutton.
The week ahead probably won't be all zeros. We've still got thousands of primary close contacts, some of whom may well become positive. That's not a concern as they quarantine for their entire period. But it's only been 48 hours since we've had cases of uncertain acquisition. So the family that have travelled to Queensland and the Reservoir household are both still under investigation for exactly how it might have been acquired. So that's a real lesson that we may yet see cases. There's still lots of investigation to go and a really strong reason for everyone with symptoms to get tested, because you might be part of those unknown chains of transmission.
A raft of coronavirus restrictions have eased as planned across the state, but masks remain compulsory indoors and outdoors in metropolitan Melbourne. Meanwhile, health authorities are still trying to work out how four members of a Melbourne family with no known links to current outbreaks tested positive for COVID-19. Queensland is reporting no new community cases of coronavirus from almost 6,000 tests. The state has been on high alert after a Victorian couple tested positive to COVID-19 on the Sunshine Coast after going up on an interstate road trip. Hundreds of people have been forced into isolation and are getting tested as a result of the couple's trip from Melton in Melbourne through New South Wales and into Queensland. Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says police are reviewing the circumstances of the couple's travel.
Honestly, everyone needs to do the right thing. There was a lockdown on in Melbourne. They shouldn't have left Victoria, and, you know, it just puts people at risk. So I know there's an investigation into that. I don't want to jeopardise that investigation, but we want to make sure that we are keeping our country, and especially I want to make sure we're keeping Queenslanders safe.
The couple has been interviewed by health authorities in Queensland, New South Wales and Victoria about their movements. Medical experts are seeking to reassure people of the safety of COVID-19 vaccines after the death of a second Australian from a rare blood clotting condition likely linked to AstraZeneca. The medical regulator says a 52-year-old New South Wales woman died from a fatal blood clot in the brain after receiving the vaccine a couple of weeks ago. Health officials say there have been 15 severe cases of the rare clotting disorder in Australia out of 3.6 million AstraZeneca doses, while 33 people have experienced less serious complications. Infectious diseases expert Professor Robert Boy has told the Nine Network, while any death from the vaccine is a tragedy, it needs to be put into perspective.
What's important is that GPs and emergency departments are now able to diagnose this clotting condition much more quickly, much earlier, and as a result, people are getting treatment which is life-saving. So the death rate now, instead of being 40% when the syndrome was recognised, is already now well under 10%. Now, that's still not good enough. We've got to get down to negligible, but we don't need to change the program at the moment.
United States President Joe Biden says his country's donation of an additional half a billion COVID-19 vaccine doses to nations that need it most will supercharge the fight against the virus. The US will spend $4.5 billion to buy and donate 500 million doses of the Pfizer vaccine to the world's 100 poorest countries to help speed up the pandemic's end. It comes on top of 80 million doses Mr. Biden's already pledged by the end of the month and ahead of the meeting of the Group of Seven in England. He says the donation is being made without any conditions.
We're taking a major step that will supercharge the global fight against this pandemic. In my direction, the United States will purchase an additional half billion doses from Pfizer vaccine that will donate nearly 100 low and lower middle income countries. They will be the beneficiaries.
To sport, Queensland officials are celebrating after Brisbane cleared one of the last hurdles for hosting the 2032 Olympic and Paralympic Games. The Executive Board of the International Olympic Committee has proposed that Queensland's capital host the 2032 Games, with the choice to be put to a vote next month. The bid includes 32 venues, most of which already exist, but the Gabba Stadium and the Brisbane Live Arena at Roma Street will be redeveloped. Brisbane's Lord Mayor Adrian Skrinner says there's a great amount of excitement in the community.
It's not in the bag yet, but we are at that final hurdle and we're approaching this with a lot of positivity and a sense of optimism for our state and our city and our future. This is something where there has been a lot of work over many years put into, and we've got to this stage, we can see the finishing line, and there is a great opportunity for our state and our city that we have never had before.
If negotiations conclude successfully, Brisbane will become the third Australian city to host the Games after Melbourne in 1956 and Sydney in 2000. Well, now the weather. Perth, showers increasing, 20 degrees. Adelaide, cloudy and 17. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 16. Hobart, rain, 14 degrees. Canberra, a shower or two, 13. Wollongong, a possible shower, 17. Sydney, partly cloudy, 16. Newcastle, similar conditions, 17 degrees. Brisbane, partly cloudy as well, a top of 20. Cairns, much the same, 27. And Darwin, sunny and 31. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.
There's a new go-to website for Mandarin and Cantonese speakers in Australia.
Keeping you up to date with the latest Australian and international news and community stories in your language.
Featuring articles, videos and podcasts. From the headlines to health advice, comfort food to local travel tips. Read, watch or listen anytime, anywhere. And discover stories worth sharing at sbs.com.au/Chinese.